Alright, so this is really fucked up, but... Alright, I was sleeping next to him, but... I was dreaming about the other dude, and then all of a sudden, everything that he fucking did just made me cringe, and it was so hard to fall in, but so easy just to fall back right out again. This whole time, I could give to you, and I could paint you pictures, but I guess I could just never write a song, and then... Maybe I never fell out of love with him in the first place. I don't want to feel this feeling because my energy is just so strong. That I don't know if I'm creating this or if this is actually what is meant to be. And, you know, they say that you got to think what you want into existence. But, you know, I've never been too good at making decisions. So I have no idea what the fuck I want, I guess.
You've given me a
beginning it was like you're fucking homies and shit, and then all of a sudden you started with some fucking baby goo goo tongue on my fucking throat. I mean, even in front of your mom, dude, as if I'm not fucking awkward enough. I mean, you put me in these fucking situations where I look like a dumbass bitch, and I'm not a fucking dumbass bitch. You know, I hate all that fucking PDA. I probably hate it more than your fucking friends do. You know, it's sweet, and you couldn't be more opposite of my last dickhead, but, you know, I don't know if I can get over the fucking goo.
You keep saying again and again, we're living in my fear talking, and now I know I can't hold it back.
So, I'm gonna be honest, it's the super cutie shit. That's the main issue here. I mean, fucking what? Look, I like when you send me, you know, the queen emoji, but when I send back the monkey, you know, the ones with the hands over the eyes, that means that shit's just getting a little too weird for me. And I mean, I don't know what to say. In person, I just, like, you know, bury my head in your armpit, which weirdly smells good, and your hair, and... fucking teeth. Like, why the fuck would I want to lick your teeth? But I do, and then remember there was that one time that I had, like, a 15-minute... Well, that was kind of the best thing in the entire world. So, you know, maybe I could just get past this shit, and I just can get used to someone, you know, giving a fuck. And I'm sorry I called you a creep, and that thing about the vomit. I mean, look, I'm really starting to be in this whole thing, but no matter what you do, homegirl can't handle the fucking goo.